slop bucket.
Huh?
Slop bucket.
And something that you'd use if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
colander or a funnel.
And say if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And nowadays, to carry clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And nowadays, if the light wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And what did flour used to come in?
Cloth bags, which it still does.
What about if you bought a whole lot, I guess, for your family?
96 pounds, I believe, was a barrel. And that's the way my dad would buy it. He'd always buy a barrel of flour. When he's buying corn flour, he'd buy a barrel of flour.
What about the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood?
Hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg. Nail keg.
And did you ever see a water bucket or water keg? Beer keg or something? You know, the thing you turn?
That has a faucet in it, yeah.
What about out in the yard, what you hook your hose up to and turn to get the water out?
Faucet.
And at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. And say if you were carrying corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, just knowing how much cornmeal you wanted. At home, we carried a bushel of corn. And we had a sack. It was called a meal sack. It wasn't used for anything else. And it was washed. Every time it was carried to mill, it was washed when you come back. When you...
Did you ever hear the expression, you're going to take a turn of corn? Did you ever hear that?
Turn, maybe.
No, a turn. You're going to carry a turn of corn.
No.
What about if you went out and got all the wood you could carry, both your arms?
Armload.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Half a load.
Okay.
Or a crow's nest.
A crow's nest?
A half a load.
I never heard that. What's that? Crow's?
C-R-O-W. Yes. Nest. A crow's nest. It's just a little old jib of wood.
A little of what?
Just a little old bitty load of wood.
You say a little old jib?
A little old jib of wood. A little old dab of wood.
That's interesting. I like to hear, the different expressions like that people used to have.
Sometimes wouldn't have enough of wood in the kitchen to make a cup of coffee. Somebody had to get out and scratch up some wood. And that was just scraps. Scrap up some wood to make coffee.
Something that nowadays, if you bought some things to carry home, the grocer would put them in a
bag
made out of
paper.
What about the thing that feed used to come in?
That was a feed bag, and it was a sack made from burlap or something like that.
Any special names for that?
Burlap bag or a feed bag or a feed sack. Sometimes it would come in just something like unbleached cotton. And
did you ever hear of a croaker sack or tote sack?
That's what I'm talking about, is that old sack that's made out of burlap.
What did they used to call it?